The Indian capital, Delhi, is on edge. Last week, 46 people were killed in 3 days of violence that largely targeted Muslims. Indian police officers are accused of standing by while people were attacked. It's difficult to get the police perspective on how all this is playing out, or what it's like to be a police officer generally in India these days. The World's Rupa Shenoy spoke with one of the highest-ranking women among Indian police about her experiences.
As Inspector General of Police Railways in Bangalore, D. Rupa Madgal says she can't talk about politics or police brutality.
Though I have my own views, I can't criticize government. I'm bound by rules.
She can't criticize the government, but she can talk about her own experiences, especially as one of the few women in the service. They're estimated to make up 7% of India's 2.4 million member police force.
It is considered masculine, and you're not supposed to do that.
But Magdal did join the force, and her career has spanned nearly 2 decades, even though she's seen things she doesn't like how cases of assault against women are handled. The government says a woman reports a rape in India on average every 15 minutes.
I still haven't come across any woman who said that she boldly went up to police station and her complaint was taken without any effort. Such cases are very, very rare.
But changing things from the inside is incredibly difficult. Madgal found out just how difficult in 2017. She blew the whistle on a powerful politician who was serving time in prison for corruption. The lawmaker was receiving special privileges in jail, like access to cooking facilities and the use of 5 cells for her personal belongings. Madgal reported it.
And when I did that, a lot of eyebrows were raised from the people in the system, in the sense, my colleagues. With bated breath, they were waiting to see what will happen to me, what will happen next.
Because, she says, usually whistleblowers are punished.
The knee-jerk reaction of governments is to do away with the whistleblower. Just transfer that person or hush you up, and they try to dig your past and see what skeletons you have in your cupboard so that they can attack you.
That didn't happen to Madgal, she says, because she went to the media.
It was national media news for a few days. And I got tremendous support, humongous one, from the public. And probably that was the reason why I was not punished by the government.
So she says she wasn't punished, but she has been transferred 41 times.
Definitely transfers are, they cause a lot of discomfiture. You have to shift your whole family to another place and new school, new this one, everything, new setup. That is why not many people act, because the wise ones feel you better be silent and just close your eyes and just do your job.
So Madgal admits she's in an uncomfortable position.
But still, life goes on. It's fine.
Madgal hopes that by standing up to power, she'll show other officers that they can stand up too. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.